This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live Sunday edition. We're talking about Earth Day predictions from 1970 and, frankly, a whole bunch of other stuff that's come up along the way, because you can bring up whatever you want to bring up here on Free Talk Live. We take callers about from everywhere. Guy just called in from China, and we talk whatever it is that they want to bring up. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go right back to the phones. Larry calling in from New Jersey. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
All's well.
I went to Catholic school when I was young, and we were taught to obey the secular laws always, except if the human law contradicted God's law. So that's the caveat there.
Okay.
So, for example, in Germany, under the Nazis, the entire Holocaust was done in strict conformance with German law. Every death warrant was signed by a judge.
Jeez. So, it must have kept them busy.
Yes. And so that's what we were taught. I just thought I'd chime in on that.
Yeah, it's, at that point, you've got millions of people dying under the color of law, and, well, there you go. Thanks for the call, Larry. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I want to say one other thing.
Sure.
Mark had said about keeping government out of determining what money is. I had stumbled across a fact that silver was used as money as early as 3500 B.C., 3,000 years before the Lydians actually coined money.
Interesting. I thought that that metal was being used in Sumeria. I mean, that's...
Right. That's where I read that there are clay tablets that show people borrowing money at interest rates of 20 or 30%.
Yeah. Rates were very high. The intention was to enslave people anyway.
Right.
I sat with a very intelligent friend of mine for lunch not too long ago, and his statement was, and pardon me if I'm just paraphrasing here, but something to the effect of, if Socrates was sitting with us and we tried to explain to him the difference between debt and slavery, he'd have a hell of a time figuring it out.
Right.
These days, everybody's carrying debt. Basically, debt is just part of life, and it doesn't particularly enslave you. You've got to pay more, but sometimes you can use debt to parlay into greater profits and these sorts of things. Generally, it's
bad. A lot of times, people will quote Shakespeare, where he said something along the lines of the borrower is slave to the lender.
Sure.
So there is, you know, kind of something akin to servitude, because you do have to work a certain amount of time to be able to pay off the person that you have borrowed from. But I want to go back to what you began the call with about you were taught in Catholic school that you have to obey man's law unless it conflicts with God's law. And I've got a question for you specifically about something that was written by Martin Luther King in his letter from the Birmingham jail, where he said one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws.
Right. So it would be, I guess.
So do you agree with that or no?
Well, it'd be usually an unjust law would. I would agree with that, yes. Usually an unjust law would conflict with God's law, because our freedoms come from God. And,
right, so let me give an example. The Fugitive Slave Acts from the 1850s that said that you have a legal responsibility to find a runaway slave and return him to his master. Would that be a just or an unjust law?
That would be an unjust law.
I wish Jesus had been really clear about that. Like when he was doing the Beatitudes, like the meek shall inherit the earth, and oh, by the way, everybody who owns a slave is evil. Like that would have been really awesome. And wash your hands after you go poop. Like those would have been some really cool things that I wish Jesus would have said.
Right.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Larry. I really appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. If I were to rewrite the Bible, boy, could I boil it down in just a few pages. You really don't need that all that begat stuff.
Are you going to wind up doing your own version of what Thomas Jefferson did?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson just basically cut out the miracles, but
from the four Gospels and then published basically that.
Yeah.
So he cut out the Old Testament, cut out most of the New Testament, and just, you know, like, published his version of the Gospels.
No, I would. It would be things like you know, anybody who owns anybody else is evil, and
So you would completely rewrite it and like something not new. Really like, take anything from the existing
this whole
one.
Set of first foremost, you should not use aggression against your neighbor, and then kind of lay that out like and brush your teeth twice a day. And wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. Like a whole bunch of sort of ways to have a really great life. The things you learned in kindergarten are pretty good. They'll probably go there and, you know, like boil some of those things down.
Yeah, I think they've already written that book. It's called Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
Yeah, stuff like that. But, yeah, this would be Mark's new Bible. King Mark the First and his new Bible.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there you go. There are no calls. Daryl, please go back to the Earth Day predictions from 1970. I believe we have one left.
We have one more from 1970 and then a modern prediction and then the reality check. So the last prediction here from Kenneth Watt, who he made the list several times. He warned about a pending ice age in a speech saying, quote, "The world has been chilling sharply for about 20 years. If present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder in the year 2000. This is about twice what is needed to put us into another ice age."
Yeah, that's this is the sort of thing that you don't find on YouTube videos that talk about global warming.
Yeah,
I was just watching that... the science guy. I can't remember what the new guy, the new science.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
No, not that guy.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, not that one either. This is the white guy with the glasses. He's on PBS. Sort of sponsors his YouTube videos. He's not as big of a deal as like Neil deGrasse Tyson, but he's prolific and a smart guy. There's no doubt, but. He doesn't spend, they don't spend any time talking about this stuff. And this guy doesn't make a lot of predictions, by the way. He just says things like, you know, we're warming. And I tend to believe that that's the case if they're taking measurements and stuff. And let's not forget ClimateGate when we found out that they were adjusting those temperatures.
Right.
What's a person like me, a layman like me, supposed to believe? I mean, in 1970, you believe Mr. Watt? What? Here?
What?
And you came to the conclusion that by the year 2000, Florida was going to be covered in a glacier, right?
Yeah. The Earth Day website now, apparently, according to this article from Fee, now says global sea levels are rising at an alarmingly fast rate, 6.7 inches in the last century alone, and going higher. Surface temperatures.
6.7 sounds like an exaggeration. A friend of mine has a dock that's been there for more than 40 years, and it's up against the dock, but not up 7 inches.
Surface temperatures are setting new heat records about each year. The ice sheets continue to decline. Glaciers are in retreat globally, and our oceans are more acidic than ever. We could go on, which is a whole other problem. And then there's two more paragraphs where they predict more droughts, heat waves, which can have devastating effects on the poorest countries and communities. Hurricanes will intensify and occur more frequently. Sea levels could rise up to 4 feet by the year 2100, and that's conservative. conservative estimates among some experts.
Yeah, a lot of the droughts that are happening in different places are because of bad farming techniques, too.
And
what they're doing is that the vegans are out there saying don't eat animals, but you really need animals to trod the field in order to replenish it,
right,
and to keep topsoil.
And then diverting water away from the Colorado River into the middle of deserts in California, and then you say, look at how low Lake Mead is.
No.
Yeah, when you divert all the water out of Lake Mead, the lake is going to go down.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I certainly don't want to misrepresent the eco folks, but at the same time, historically, some of this stuff's really messed up.
They misrepresent themselves.
Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
the live Sunday edition. That's why I'm in the big boy chair tonight. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking all evening about, and with a bunch of others.
Off and on.
Off and on. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. People have been calling in about all kinds of different things, and they're certainly welcome to. But we've been talking about these Earth Day predictions that came from 1970 in this article from the Foundation for Economic Education. And now they're going to sort of sum it up after we've heard all the sort of laughable, it's like almost 20 of them, right?
18 plus a modern prediction from the Earth Day website today, talking about rising sea levels and the sea levels could rise. And I like how they say could.
They could.
Because they could also fall or just stay the exact same. They say sea levels could rise up to 4 feet by 2100, and that's a conservative estimate among some experts.
Yeah. So I guess Fee has some thoughts on this?
Yeah, the reality check, they call it. They say what you probably won't hear about from Earth Day supporters is the amazing decarbonization of the United States over the last decade or so as the falling CO2 emissions, and they point to a chart here in the thing that says that you can see in the chart, even as CO2 emissions from energy consumption have been rising throughout most of the rest of the world, energy-related carbon emissions in the U.S. have been falling since the peak in 2007 and were at their lowest levels last year, the lowest level in a quarter century going back to 1992. And the environmentalist and the Earth Day movement really had very little to do with this amazing greening of America. Rather, it's mostly because of hydraulic fracturing, or what is referred to as fracking, and the increasing substitution of natural gas for coal as a fuel source for electric power. And then they point over to something else. They say, finally, think about this question posed by Ronald Bailey in the year 2000. What will Earth look like when Earth Day 60 rolls around in the year 2030? Bailey predicts a much cleaner, much richer future world with less hunger and malnutrition, less poverty and longer life expectancy, and with lower mineral and metal prices. But he makes one final prediction about Earth Day 2030. Quote, there will be a disproportionately influential group of doomsters predicting that the future and the present never look so bleak. In other words, the hype, hysteria, and spectacularly wrong apocalyptic predictions will continue, promoted by the virtue-signaling environmental grievance hustlers.
Do you think that they're of value, though? Like, maybe these environmental grievance hustlers, as they are called in this article, get people thinking about this stuff and demanding less carbon-intensive energy?
So I'll say this not only about the environmental grievance hustlers, but also people like Bernie Sanders. They're good at identifying problems. They're not so good with coming up with the right solutions.
Well, let me.
So just because somebody can point out a very valid problem doesn't mean that I'm going to listen to their solution.
Agreed, 100%, right? Like, I'm sort of the opinion that you should probably pay attention to environmental scientists on some of these issues. However, when your solution is, government taxes in the form of carbon credits or whatever it might be, and it involves more government. If you think politicians are going to solve this problem, like, if you can look at 9,000 years of failure from politicians, violence, death, and failure, and you can say to yourself with a straight face, oh yeah, we can get politicians to solve this problem, you're a fool. Like, you're a full-on fool, and please don't go vote. For God's sakes, don't vote.
And I generally don't pay attention to rooms full of people that have used their private jets to fly to a place to then lecture people about the use of unnecessary emissions.
It's frustrating, but I've got to say this. I ended up on a private jet with Roger Ver. I think it was on the way to Anarchapulco.
Right, but you weren't going to a convention to warn people about using private jets to go to conventions.
No, I'm just talking about private jets here, and it beats the pants off of flying a coach, which is all I ever do. You know, all I'm willing to pay for is to fly coach. But I ended up on this this private jet, and besides the gal who probably had too much plastic surgery, who was acting as the stewardess, I mean, you could just get up and get a little. There's a little basket of treats, right? So I think I'll have more plain Lay's potato chips. I tend to like those plain chips generally, and I ate two of those, and then. Like, when she wasn't looking, I grabbed three full bags of gummy bears, the snack size. But, yeah, you know, that's really nice. And then, you're having a bit of champagne? Yep. I'm wearing my Taxes Are Theft Free Talk Live shirt, drinking champagne on a Gulfstream 4. Absolutely. Yes, I did get a picture. It's awesome. There's no doubt about it.
There are no rap songs about Gulfstream 4s that I'm aware of.
They're kind of old. Like, you could see the leather had been... I'm not even sure the value of leather seats in conveyances, because it's always tight. It's not like a nice, soft leather couch. And the distressed leather couches out there that are always... I like the way they look. Maybe they're a little out of fashion. You know, don't come to me on fashion, people. But... in conveyances, I think fabric seats wear better. And, you know, for me, I don't have much use for it. I suppose leather withstands stains better. Like if you were to spill, you know, Coke or something on a fabric seat versus on a leather seat, that's better. I don't know the answer.
Probably also a little bit for cooling. I think leather cools a little better than fabric. So if you're trying to sit in, like, just a nice, cool seat, because you don't want to be sitting there in a private plane, I'm all hot and sticky.
Yeah. Leather. You sweat into leather is worse than sweating into cloth.
Yeah, if you've got your top down and your convertible and the leather seats you get on there, you're cooking thigh.
We're talking about private planes. You don't put the top down on a private plane.
Yeah, I mean, it's running the air conditioner anyway. I don't think it... I personally don't believe that's it, but I just think that leather wears worse than fabric. Maybe you know better than I do. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. When you're talking about private jets, I had to tell my private jet story, and that's probably the only one I'll ever have in my whole life, but it was really, really awesome. So, where were we going with this one? We all done?
I used to drive a supercharged Buick Regal, and it had leather seats,
yeah.
But it wasn't very fast.
It was supercharged and it wasn't very fast?
It was faster than the LeSabre that I had driven before, but it was just okay. It was adequate.
I had a 500cc Eldorado convertible. And this is before when they took the 500 horsepower 500cc Eldorado convertible. And this is back when they took horsepower right there at the drive shaft rather than at the wheel. And, yeah, I mean, it was pretty fast for a car. I didn't get it for its speed. I got it for the way it looked. And it's really hard for people not to pay attention to you when you're pulling up next to them in a fire mist red convertible that's 19 and a half feet long. People had often talked about, wouldn't it be cool if we could just, like, weld the door shut and seal this thing up with water and just have a jacuzzi while you drove along? And I think that would be really, really awesome.
No.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But can you imagine that water if you hit something? Boom! I'm like, it would just drive you forward. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Sounds like I'm saying Smark with you. It's Mark with you. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. What's on my mind right now is Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is a great resource for figuring out what is what in the Bitcoin world. Just go to Bitcoin.com. If you're looking for news, they've got the best news in cryptocurrency world, in my opinion, or among the best news. Certainly, you can also mine Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com. You can buy, find places to buy Bitcoin. You can, they have some great wallets over there. So pretty much everything you need, you've got it right there explained for you, simple fashion. And, you know, if you know all about Bitcoin, there's news and important, you know, forums and all that kind of stuff. Bitcoin.com. So, Johnny Ray.
So we've been talking about the anniversary, yep. Anniversary of Earth Day from 1970. And there's another important anniversary that happened a couple of days ago, the Waco siege, which ended April 19th, 1993.
By ended, you mean everybody died?
Yeah, 25 years ago.
Well, not everybody. The FBI and the DA and the CIA and Janet Reno and Bill Clinton, they all survived.
Were there any injuries on the government side? I mean, I think that like, there's some exploding bullets, right?
I think there were a couple of federal agents that were shot during the initial thing, but I don't recall. And Johnny,
it's in the
do you
article.
Recall? Okay.
From I have an article from The Hill by James Bovard, libertarian columnist. 25 years ago today, FBI tanks smashed into the ramshackle home of the Branch Davidians outside Waco, Texas. After the FBI collapsed much of the building atop the residence, a fire erupted and 76 corpses were dug out of the rubble. Unfortunately, the American political system and media have never faced the lessons from that tragic 1993 day. 51 days before the FBI final assault, scores of federal alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents launched an attack on the Davidians' home, spurred by allegations that they had converted semi-automatic rifles to full automatic capacity. The ATF's lead investigator had previously rejected an offer to peacefully search the Davidians' home for firearms violations. Four ATF agents.
That seems like a pretty terrible idea. I mean, you know, if you're making allegations of modified firearms, you probably, and somebody says, oh,
hey, come on and take a look.
Yeah, you probably should take them up on it.
The ATF's lead investigator had previously rejected an offer to peacefully search the Davidians' home for firearms violations. Four ATF agents and six Davidians were killed in the fracas on February 28th, 1993.
So that's when they first came in, when they were not invited.
Correct.
Yes.
At least one ATF agent told superiors that the ATF fired first, spurring an immediate end to the official shooting review. But the media trumpeted the ATF storyline that its agents had been ambushed, entitling the feds to be far more aggressive in the following week.
I'm not sure you can call it an ambush if it's somebody's house. It's not like they lured them in to their house. They offered to let them come in, and then these people pulled a raid, and then some people shot at each other, and some of them died. That's people protecting their home.
And I remember a video, and I don't remember if this was from the incident in February or the other incident in April, but I do remember seeing video of some federal agents trying to go through windows on the roof.
Yeah, I remember that.
What lessons can today's Americans draw from the FBI showdown on the Texas Plains a quarter century ago?
I want to defend this statement real quick that, defending your home. First off, if somebody comes in to your house, you don't necessarily know that it's the police or whatever, and you don't always have time to identify those things. So I think that the presumption of innocence should be with the homeowner in that circumstance, not with the law enforcement officer. The simple fact that the government gave you some shiny little badge doesn't mean you're some angel descended from heaven by any stretch of the imagination. Secondly, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I can tell you that prisoners trained each other. They went through, they had home invasion training, and part of that training was to identify yourself as law enforcement. So now you have a situation where it's confusing for the homeowner. At least some people somewhere have been confused by this, right?
Yes.
And had their homes invaded because somebody yelled police. Well, I mean, maybe the police should spend less time invading people's homes and they'll have fewer things shot at them.
Number one, purported good intentions absolve real deadly force. Janet Reno, the nation's first female attorney general, approved the FBI's assault on the Davidians. Previously, she had zealously prosecuted child abuse cases in Dade County, Florida, though many of her high-profile convictions were later overturned because of gross violations of due process.
Because it was a crazy story. This idea that in Dade County, Florida, somebody was running a satanic nursery school where people were being tortured in the basement. This is Dade County, Florida. We don't have basements. Okay? Like, you know, this The idea that kids are being ritually sacrificed in the basement, probably the fact that there is no basement, should be the first thing that you wonder about.
That's like Comet Ping Pong level. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, the Comet Ping, that's the Pizzagate thing. Okay.
Reno approved the FBI assault after being told, quote, babies were being beaten. It is not known who told her about the false claims of child abuse. Reno's sterling reputation helped the government avoid any apparent culpability for the deaths of 27 children on April 19, 1993.
Yeah, April, the children were killed. And, of course, with Waco, they always made it seem like the Davidians set themselves on fire. Like this was some kind of self-immolation a la Jim Jones.
Right.
After Reno publicly promised to take responsibility for the outcome at Waco, the subsequent Justice Department investigation was so shoddy that even the New York Times denounced the Waco whitewash. Lesson number two, it is not an atrocity if the U.S. government does it.
That's pretty much the lesson.
Shortly before the Waco showdown, U.S. government officials signed an International Chemical Weapons Convention treaty pledging never to use nerve agents, mustard gas, and other compounds, including tear gas, against enemy soldiers. But the treaty contained a loophole permitting governments to gas their own people. On April 19, 1993, the FBI pumped CS gas and methyl chloride, a potentially lethal flammable combination, into the Davidians' residence for 6 hours, disregarding explicit warnings that CS gas should not be used indoors. Representative Stephen Schiff, Republican, New Mexico, declared that the deaths of dozens of men, women, and children can be directly and indirectly attributable to the use of this gas in the way it was injected by the FBI. Chemistry professor George Ulig testified to Congress in 1995 that the FBI gas attack probably, quote, suffocated the children early on and may have converted their poorly ventilated bunker into an area similar to one of the gas chambers used by the Nazis at Auschwitz.
Whoa.
I've been into a chamber pumped full of CS gas. And
you have?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. He was in the military, and that's one of the things they do in basic training.
I didn't know CS gas was something they used in the military. I'm just, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about Johnny Ray has been in a chamber full of CS gas.
Oh, I was telling you a minute ago about how I was involved in a car accident, and I thought that was the closest to death I'd been. Now I'm reminded of the time that I was in this gas chamber at Paris Island, and that I thought I was going to die then, and I had a gas mask with me.
With you? You had to put it on kind of thing? Or?
We had to expose ourselves to it, to the gas, but ultimately the purpose of the training was to give us confidence in our equipment, so yes, we did wear them.
Wow. I guess you should be confident in your equipment. It's terrifying. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you don't recognize these things, you don't learn from them. We shouldn't forget about Waco. What happened there was terrible, and it was the government's fault. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Final segment of a live Sunday show. Might be able to squeeze you in if you call in. We're talking about reflections on the catastrophe in Waco. How many years ago was it, Johnny Ray?
25 years ago.
25 years ago. And we'll go on in that with here in just a moment. But Daryl is running the New York Marathon for the Innocence Project, and you still have a bit of fundraising to do to get to your goal of $3,500, although people's donations will be matched.
Correct. So I have secured some matching funds, and the $3,500 goal, that's the minimum goal set by the Innocence Project for me to take part in the New York City Marathon on Team Innocence Project. I know that I will reach the goal. I would just like to reach it sooner rather than later, and you can help by going to run.freetalklive.com. As mentioned, there are some matching funds left on the table to wind up being claimed, and I'm really about $900 away from the goal, which I think at this point is a lot further ahead than most of the charity runners are. So
are you talking to these people?
No, but
it
I can...
Like wild conjecture on your part.
Well, I can look through... If you go to run.freetalklive.com, you can click on... There's a little tab that says team, and you can see the other members of the Innocence Project team, and they've not raised anywhere near as much money as I have raised. So I know I'm further ahead than, you know, the rest of the team members on Team Innocence Project, and I can speculate based on that that I'm probably ahead of, you know, most of the other charity runners as well.
I would like you to have this put to bed as soon as possible
so that you
can concentrate on running the best race as possible.
Yes.
You know, I mean, obviously, the Innocence Project, you've done your vetting. You know this is a great organization.
Yes.
People can trust. You know, we've talked about the Innocence Project for many years here on Free Talk Live. Please, now's the time to donate.
Yes.
We've got the matching funds. Let's get it put to bed. And so that Daryl can continue his training without having to think about things like fundraising.
Right. So what sort of gimmicks can I come up with? And there's actually a jar sitting in the studio here.
Speaking
that says,
of which, I have more change for the jar.
Hashtag dimes for Daryl. Hashtag change the justice system.
Yep.
And so what I've asked some people to do is save all of the change, specifically dimes, but any loose change that you have, save that until July 20th and then, you know, count all of that up and make a donation of whatever amount of change you've raised. Because everything helps.
Yep. And then you'll have, so people can go to
run.freetalklive.com.
Excellent. Johnny Ray?
Point number three, or four, I've lost count. Orwellian language will vaporize federal aggression. As Abrams tanks driven by FBI agents continually battered the Davidians' home, FBI loudspeakers endlessly broadcast, "This is not an assault." Prior to the fire, the tanks had collapsed 20% of the building atop its residence, and the FBI planned to totally demolish the home. Grenade launchers on the tanks and other armored vehicles fired almost 400 ferret rounds of CS gas through the thin wooden walls and windows of the building.
So is that like 10 canisters of CS gas per person?
400 divided by 80.
80 okay. People, so more like five.
Wait a minute. 80 corpses were pulled out. I don't know. I'm sure there were probably some survivors in addition to that.
Yeah, I think if there were
maybe 120, 100, say.
The Wiki article says that there were a maximum 132 residents during the siege. We do know that some of them were able to get out before because there's video of that.
Attorney General Reno later insisted, "We didn't attack. We tried to exercise every restraint possible to avoid violence."
With the tanks and the 400 rounds of CS gas.
Lesson number four, truth delayed is truth diffused. The FBI speedily asserted that the Davidians ignited the fire that consumed their dwelling.
Well, who else could have possibly done it?
The following day, the President Bill Clinton derided suggestions that Attorney General Reno should resign because some religious fanatics murdered themselves. 6 years later, independent investigators found pyrotechnic ferret rounds the FBI fired at the scene prior to the flames erupting. Attorney General Reno lashed out at the FBI for destroying her credibility, but neither she nor FBI officials suffered any consequences from the collapse of the official narrative.
Right. You can't go after the Attorney General. You can't go after the FBI.
Don't trust Congress to expose federal misconduct. A few days after the conflagration, Reno was heartily praised at a Senate committee hearing, and the media had made her a national hero. There was little or no sympathy on Capitol Hill for those who died during the final FBI assault. Representative Jack Brooks, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, commented that the Davidians were horrible people, despicable people. Burning to death was too good for them.
God!
If Republicans had not captured control of Congress in 1994, there would have been no substantive hearings on Waco.
It's true. The party is going to protect their own in these circumstances. I suppose that's the idea of the adversarial system that we have.
The final lesson to learn from Waco, media favorites can perform rhetorical magic tricks. When Attorney General Reno testified to the House Waco hearing on August 1, 1995, she was challenged on FBI's use of 54-ton tanks to assail the Davidians. Reno replied that the tanks were not military weapons. I mean, it was like a good rent-a-car.
What?
What?
This is an Abrams tank!
I always rent an Abrams tank when I take a road trip.
When Representative Bill Zeliff challenged her, Reno hectored, "I think it is important, Mr. Chairman, as you deal with this issue, not to make statements like that. that can cause the confusion. This is the high-toned DC version of the old saying, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Media coverage of Reno's showdown with the congressional Republicans ignored her rent-a-tank absurdity, instead praising her toughness and demeanor. While the events at Waco alienated millions of Americans from the government, few, if any, lessons were learned in Washington. Waco should have taught the disastrous consequences of unleashing government agencies from the law and the Constitution. Unfortunately, 25 years later, controversies are raging as hot as ever about the power and prerogatives of federal law enforcement.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we're supposed to still honor the... people don't generally trust Washington anymore. And I don't know if they did in the 1990s. I really could not say. I certainly did not. But, you know, you still got to hail these people as heroes, right? I mean, you know, the men on the ground that took the...
thank them for their service.
Slings and arrows. Let's go to... Looks like Sins in New Mexico. Sins, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to ask a question about your marathon. Who are the people you're paying the money to? What are they doing with the funds? What's the cause for the New York Marathon? What's the
I'm running as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project has been around since 1992, and they help people who have been wrongly convicted. They help them get exonerated, the vast majority through DNA evidence.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Sins. Appreciate it. You know, those are great questions. Like, you know, we always presume everybody knows what the Innocence Project is, and you can certainly search it online and find out many of the great things they've done.
Right. And
the idea
when you
that
go
somebody's
to,
in prison for something they didn't do is horrifying.
And when you go to run.freetalklive.com, it tells you about the Innocence Project right there on that page.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico with a lot of New Mexico calls. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. You heard that Trump is going to put the welfare recipients to go to work. But
okay.
You know, if they do that in New Mexico, we're going to have people starving to death. We already have adults, like 5,000 homeless people. We're already starving. We have starving children. We have to feed them at the park.
Starving
because they refuse to work.
Well, the thing is, these homeless people, they're dirty. They got 3 bags, a shopping cart. They're drunk. They haven't eaten in 3 days. They could hardly show up for the food stamp appointment. And they have missing paperwork. So what kind of work are they thinking about having them do?
I believe he's talking about some kind of sort of FDR government employment program where they would be, I don't know, picking up cigarette butts on the side of the road or something like that. It wouldn't be difficult stuff, but people would have to, the idea is they would have to work. I'm not saying I support it. I don't think anybody should have to be a government bureaucrat, even if you're starving.
I don't think anybody should be a government bureaucrat.
Well, I think that if you got into the to do good, and that's what your hope is to do, then and that's the only way that you can do that particular work, and I don't know what that work is, but like say social work, for instance. It's hard to do social work and really help people if you're not working for the government. There are some instances where you can, but it makes it difficult. Sarah, thank you for the call. The number's 85. Well, I'm giving the number. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
We'll be back tomorrow.
There's one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.